Lesson 1. Creating value from the inside out. Coaches put their focus on people and results. Success resides within each of us and emerges from the inside out. Synergy, that magical energy of co-creation between two or more people, is why coaching helps your clients achieve significant results. Foundational experience. Here's a special note. Compared to the other lessons in this course, this first may seem light. This is intentional. It allows you to become oriented to the material and the style of learning. Make no mistake, lesson one is crucial. It helps you establish the internal foundation upon which you build your coaching practice. Your approach here sets the tone and initiates the habits you will develop through the course and throughout your coaching business development. The tangible results you experience in your coaching business are a direct reflection of the way that you think and what you believe. You are encouraged to immerse yourself in developing a prosperous mindset as well as developing your coaching business. In coaching, while the spotlight is always on your client, you will find that the coaching relationship continually calls you to be your strongest, most effective self as well. Authenticity. Do you want your coaching to flow effortlessly? Do you want your clients to perceive great value in your coaching? Be yourself. Be an authentic coach with your own personal style. Coach your clients directly from the core of who you are. You are truly valuable just as you are. When you coach from your center, your clients benefit greatly, and your coaching sessions will energize you. While you undoubtedly have experience, and your clients may find that useful, you do not have to be an expert in order to be a masterful coach. One of the key distinctions between coaching, consulting, and therapy is that coaches don't need to know more than their clients. Coaching is about listening to and responding to your client rather than advising or fixing them. Deep listening ultimately requires practice, not expertise. Balancing doing with being. Any endeavor is accomplished more easily and effectively when you are fully present. Being fully present requires a disciplined self-awareness as a coach. In coaching, if your focus is on performing and doing all the right things, you won't create the positive impact that you intend to with your client. Here's a short story. A client calls in for her session and tells her coach that she has a big problem. The coach can hear that she's upset, and as she begins to describe her situation, the coach feels himself searching for the answer to his client's problem. Many suggestions come to mind, and he's tempted to blurt them out to tell the client how he would solve the problem. The coach resists the temptation to fix the client's problem and shifts his focus from doing coaching to being present. Now, with the focus on the client, rather than solving her problem, the coach can listen and respond to her appropriately. When the client has finished sharing, the coach asks questions with natural curiosity. The goal is to draw out important details and respectfully support the client to distinguish between the facts of the situation and her interpretation of the facts. Soon, the client relaxes and is able to see her situation from a better perspective. The client no longer feels at the center of her problem, but rather, with the help of powerful questions, she becomes a more objective observer. By the end of the session, the client has shifted. She's come up with her own solutions. She tells the coach how valuable it was to hear herself talk. She thanks the coach for his direct questions, and she appreciates how he endorsed her own solutions. Had the coach been trying to perform well by solving the client's problem for her, the session would not likely have ended with the client feeling so empowered. Ultimately, the client would be no closer to her goal. Coming from the being place makes coaching and even building your coaching business more effective. When you feel anxious, shift. Shift from doing coaching or performing to being present with your client or connecting. Shift from trying to solve your client's problems to drawing solutions from the client's wisdom. From thinking about what you're going to say to listening intently to your client. From struggling to sell coaching to giving sample sessions and enrolling clients. From trying to manipulate clients to hire you to believing in the value of your services. From being attached to certain outcomes to being open-minded. And finally, from feeling overwhelmed with the process to trusting the process and moving forward. Insights on focus. Whatever you focus on expands. Your thoughts create your reality. This is the law of attraction. If you find yourself struggling with aspects of coaching or building your business, notice where your focus is. Fears, perfectionism, and doubt surface when your focus is strictly on the doing aspect of coaching and building your coaching practice. Shift to enjoying the journey. Be patient. Move forward. Trust. Of course, there are many things that you will do in order to develop a successful business. You will easily complete each step when you take it one conscious step at a time. Make progress daily while you focus on the vision of what you truly want. Enjoy connecting with your prospective and actual clients and let go of attachment to specific outcomes. When you refocus your attention on being fully present with people in the process, knowing that you are enough, you will be able to shift back into action, making progress with ease. This concludes Lesson 1. Take some time now to do your action challenges.